Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that people of his generation, he's talking about myself and that age group, are more familiar with Berlin and Paris than they are with Belfast or Derry. And his comments have been widely criticised on social media over the past number of hours for the comments that he made. Now, he was asked about these comments and the reaction again this morning.
I was a bit taken aback by the reaction because I think the point I made is somewhat logical. You don't unite an island without uniting a people and without people getting to know each other better. And the facts back up my argument that the reality is if you take student mobility, something I would have had a responsibility for up till a week ago, we've seen a very significant reduction in the number of students from the north coming to the south and the number of students from the south coming to the north. That's one example. So what I basically said yesterday, and it's always very irritating to, you know, when somebody takes one line and doesn't take the full context, what I said yesterday is we need to get to know each other better. We need to cooperate more. We need to have more education on an all-island basis, more healthcare on an all-island basis. I would have thought if people were being a little less partisan, a little less tribal and a little more constructive, I would have thought that's something we can all agree with. Because whether you wish to talk about a shared island, whether you wish to talk about a united Ireland, the reality of the situation is we need to get to know each other better. And these aren't just my views of the world. We have one of the most successful peace processes in the world. But it has been described by others, and I would have referenced this yesterday, as a frosty peace. A peace that is yet to see the full benefits of prosperity. So if anybody thinks the job is done in terms of getting people to know each other better and a better understanding of people on the island from a whole variety of traditions, I think if people think that job is done, I think that view is misplaced. So look, as Taoiseach, if I can make comments every now and again that help spark a useful conversation, I'm happy to do that.
Our own Barry White is with me here today, Barry, because you were talking to the Taoiseach about this today. Was he wrong in his comments?
I don't think he is. No, I tweeted last night saying that I think he's right in a way. But I've been in Dublin now for 6 years. I'm originally from Strabane on the border with Lifford. So I'm from the north, and I've seen so many people, particularly Sinn Féin voters and Sinn Féin TDs, retweeting what Simon Harris said last night, and they were attacking him and they were critical of him. Like, this is the worst thing anybody had ever said. And I was kind of like, well, it's right what he says. I have so many friends in Dublin who, well, I won't say have never been to Northern Ireland, but they only visited Northern Ireland for the first time during COVID. They went up to Belfast. So most people I know have been once, and it's been to Belfast once, or I do know some people have never been to the north. I have a friend from Galway who's never been to Northern Ireland. And I remember being shocked when he told me. I was just like, what? Why not? And he just basically said it's too far away, too hard to get to.
Yeah, it's funny. You and I are both of this generation that Simon Harris is talking about. And you and I are the flip of each other in the sense that you're from right across the border in Strabane and I live along the border in Donegal. And quite similar to you, Barry, over the years, like, you know, whenever I've brought friends up home, whether it be from school or college or friends I've, you know, met or anybody over the years, I always remember as we're travelling through Black Lion and Belcoo, and when you go from the south to the north, it starts the conversation, and I'm always quite surprised when people say, I've never once been to Northern Ireland. This is my first time heading across the border. I've had friends who, when I brought them to my home house in Donegal for the first time, it was their first time often in Donegal. And when you ask them why that is, because they're maybe now in their 20s or so at this point, they'll tell you it's that when they were younger, their parents were concerned about the Troubles. There was always that Troubles hangover legacy. They were never brought to Northern Ireland. And we've become that sort of Celtic Tiger Cub generation that when we did start working, flights were somewhat cheaper at the time.
Yeah.
And our friends, similar, I'm sure, to you, when they had an opportunity to go abroad, they did pick Berlin and Paris over Belfast and Derry. I don't think Simon Harris is too off the mark.
No, I don't think so. And as you say, it is cheaper. How long does it take to get to, say, Derry? It's probably a 3-hour, 20-minute drive. You're guaranteed to be behind tractors at some point. You're going to have lorries in the motorway. You're going to come across bad driving because the A5's never been built, and it's a terrible road. It actually puts me off going home. I don't go home as often as I should because that road is so bad. So I think you might have people maybe went up to Derry once. Somebody tweeted replied to a tweet I put up last night, and they said, I've been to Derry once and I wouldn't go again because they hated the drive so much. They said they just found it really uncomfortable.
So the transport's an issue, you think?
Well, we've no trains, we've no motorway, which are a result of partition, I would say. Donegal's forgotten, the northwest, even in the north. You know, the east of Northern Ireland gets more than the west has ever seen. So there is that divide, like it is forgotten up there. If you had a motorway or a train service up there, then I don't think we'd be saying, oh, so many people never go there. But that is the case. But yeah, I'm not surprised that but what Simon Harris said. I was more surprised that people were having a go at him.
Adam is with us on the line. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Adam, do you agree with what Simon Harris said?
The politics of it now, but at least myself, I'm in my 20s and I've only been up the north once. I wouldn't really travel within Ireland, whether it's up north or in the west. If I'm going somewhere, I'd want something a bit different. You know, I'd go to Spain or Berlin or Paris just to get a bit of variety, whether it's somewhere nice and sunny or somewhere with like lots of culture that's really kind of out there and different. I just, you know, traveling is expensive. I can't imagine myself spending the money to go up north.
Why is it? So is it the perception, Adam, of the cost? Is that the main reason then, or just you've more of a desire to see other European countries?
I think it's just a desire to see something different. Like the financial aspect is a part of that. You know, if you can only afford on one to go on one trip, you want something that's like really wow, you know, really out there. And it's going to be nice and it's going to be fun. And I suppose if you're looking for that thing and that thing that's different, you'd look elsewhere in Europe, you know.
Stephanie is on the line as well. What about you, Stephanie? Are you critical of Simon Harris's comments or do you agree with him?
Hi, Andrea. No, I'm not critical of him at all. I think he's right. You know, as yourself and Barry were just discussing, you were saying, you know, getting to Northern Ireland is parts of Northern Ireland, I should say, is quite difficult. And I do think, given that you have, you know, cheap Ryanair flights, and it's much easier to get to Dublin Airport and get on a flight to get to Paris or Berlin or Spain or Portugal or Italy or any of these countries, do people choose that as a preference over having a drive of three, four hours up north? Now I live in a border county myself. I live in Louth, and okay. I've been to the north a bit more than most people that I know, because for a weekend, like I recently took my 29th last year, I took a group of mates to Newry for a weekend.
Yeah.
Because I could drive, and it's only about an hour, 40 minutes for me, really. So I took them up there for a weekend and they loved it. But I think getting to places like Derry, and if you're further south than I am, it is a little bit less appealing, I suppose, because it is a long drive. There's no trains. We have to drive up. Now, it's not that far for me. So there's no trains, there's no transport that can get you to places like Derry. And places in the north, which is really a shame, because it's not that much different, but it is really, really nice.
Yeah.
And then I think perception of the troubles. You know, when I was in school growing up, you would always hear people talking about Northern Ireland as if it was such a far and distant place that you're not supposed to cross foot in. But I think perception of the place and accessibility is a huge problem.
Listener here says, Andrea, I'm 66 years of age. I'm from the south. I've never crossed the border once. I've been all over the world. Never once been to Northern Ireland. Another listener says, I go up twice a year with my friends. I travel twice a year to the north. My friends think I'm odd. It's always great value for money. There's great scenery. Yeah. Just look at the Giant's Causeway, for instance. Phil makes the point, I don't understand why people are getting so offensive. I too would choose Paris or Berlin or most parts of Europe over Belfast or Derry any day, says Phil. Is there an overreaction then, do you think, Stephanie, to the comments?
Yeah, I think there's a huge overreaction, because I think he's right. I mean, you just don't hear people saying, I'm going to Northern Ireland for a weekend. It's not something people do, and that's being genuinely honest. A friend of mine recently went on a stag to Belfast, and when he said it to me, I was like, oh, geez, great. I actually like Belfast. And you don't really hear of that happening very often. You know, it's the Galway, it's maybe Cork, or it's abroad. No, I think there's a huge overreaction. I think he's being genuinely honest when he says that there isn't enough sort of, I guess, cross-border travel. Like, we are still one land, like one physical land, and people go to Galway quicker than they would to say, I'm going to Belfast.
Yeah, 1800 453 106. Stay with us, Stephanie. Emmanuel is on the line with us too. Do you think Simon Harris's comments that people of his generation know Europe better than Northern Ireland?
No, I wouldn't think that Prime Minister Harris's statements are unusual. I mean, Fingal has always represented a British colonial view in Ireland, so therefore they wouldn't have an understanding of the essence of the Irish case. But one point I would make about Mr. Harris' statement, he mentioned that we would all need to get to know each other better before we could have a united Ireland.
Yeah.
But my point is, why didn't the British get to know us a bit better before they ununited or disunited our country?
Okay, so but when he's talking about the people of, as he says, his generation, so I presume he's talking about those in the kind of mid to late 30s bracket nowadays, Emmanuel. Do you think
that... You have to remember continuously that we had a war in Northern Ireland for good part of, a substantial part of the last century. We've had problematic. So people don't go to a place where there's problems and troubles. That's not a natural thing for people to do. So the reason most people in Ireland haven't gone to the North is because the history of the North has not been good.
Mm.
And until we reach a united Ireland state, which I certainly hope won't be too far away, I think that would create a whole new vista of opportunities and a whole new warmness between people. But as long as our country is divided by a border or otherwise, there will not be the kind of development that you would expect normally in any country.
Okay. I mentioned the point, all right, a little earlier about that kind of, you know, troubles, hangover, legacy, definitely throughout the early parts of maybe the last, you know, kind of 10 to 15 years. John makes the point of being to Spain more than Derry over my lifetime. That obviously doesn't mean that I know Spanish people better than people in Northern Ireland. We know the history of the North. We've friends from the North. Just because you don't physically go to a place doesn't mean that you're clueless about the people that live there. You see, Barry, that is the point. Like, nobody's saying that there isn't a cohort of people of the 30s age bracket who don't love Northern Ireland, that aren't interested in Northern Ireland, that don't want a united Ireland. But I think we all know people from living in the South that have never once been there.
Yeah, I think we do. And I don't know, that texter said that not everybody's clueless about Northern Ireland. I find a lot of people are clueless about the North, especially down here in Dublin. I always find it's just easier to say I'm from Donegal because I'm from Strabane. Sometimes people just will make sly comments about, oh, you're a Brit, and think they're funny. And I just find that so insulting. I'm as Irish as anybody. So how can anybody say stuff like that? And it's happened quite often down here.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that really, really annoys me.
I was talking to somebody else from Donegal in the office this morning who was making the point that they were asked recently, you know, about like, what sort of money do you use up there? You know, but there is. That is still very much the experience of many. Listener says, I take it Simon Harris is only talking about the people from Dublin and below southern areas, because growing up in Donegal, Derry and Belfast are my nearest cities, says this listener. Ray is on the line too. Ray, do you agree with Simon Harris?
I do, yes. I do. I think everything that the man has said is correct and is right. I'm in my late 60s and I have had never any reason to go across the border, just because I felt I never felt that comfortable going across, to be perfectly honest with you. So I just didn't bother. Now, you mentioned Black Lion and places like that. My father worked up there for many, many years, and I was up around Loughan House for many, many years, but just never bothered crossing Belcool.
Ever, Ray, over the years? Never once?
Never had any reason to be perfectly honest.
And will you ever?
I probably will, because I've heard so much about Antrim and about the Giant's Causeway and other places like that. I probably will, but never got around to it yet. And don't know if I will, but look, you never know what's around the corner. I probably will at some stage. But I just think that, I don't know why, it's mostly Sinn Féin for some reason. And I don't want to get political, but I just think it's very unfair the way they carry on. They just lambaste the government, be it Fianna Fáil, be it Fine Gael, be it the Greens. They're never constructive from what I can see. They can never say, well, yes, he is right in this or he is right in that. It's just knock, knock, knock at every opportunity, and I think it's very unfair.
I saw actually some totally non-political people though as well, Barry online, agreeing with Simon, or sorry, disagreeing with Simon Harris's comments online too last night. Like, it wasn't just Sinn Féin.
Yeah, I think it depends where you're from. I think if you're below that kind of Dublin-Galway line, it's more likely that you haven't been up north, and it's probably just because you're so far away. I'd never been to Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Waterford, Wexford. And yeah, so I started with Newstalk.
We went to Waterford last year for the summer tourism. It was my first time ever there.
And the only reason I'd never been to those places I named before I started with Newstalk is because it's a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
So why would I? Nobody wants to do that, 6-hour drive, if you can't get the train, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Ray, do you, I know you might one day take a trip north, though by comparison, have you travelled much across the rest of Europe?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
The role that I was in before I retired required me to visit quite a lot of the capital cities of Europe, and I have been as far. The only continent I think that I haven't been in is South America, but outside of that, I've been in virtually every continent. So that's why I can concur with a lot of the sentiments.
What are you saying? Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean? Do you agree with Simon Harris on this or not? They got Sean. Sean there. No, bear with us for a moment. We'll get Sean back. Owen, sorry, is with us. Owen, do you agree with the Taoiseach?
No, not at all. And I think that a lot of people are engaging in a kind of a painfully literalist reading of what he said. I mean, I've never been to, say, Wexford or Carlow. I have been to New Orleans, say. I'd still say I'm more familiar with someone like Wexford or Carlow. And I do think that what he said, this way of implicit in what he said, was that it's, you know, everyone up north is sort of a different breed almost. And I do think that it was central to the British colonial project to have us think that. And I think that we shouldn't be embracing that kind of thinking.
Well, he did say he thought the Commons were sort of taken out of context, didn't he?
He said that they were taken out of context. And look, I will say that, you know, in the fullness of his comments, he did say that this is a bad thing. But I think that to begin your analysis of the people and communities on this island that were in some way different, I think is a wrong starting point.
So you don't think the criticism then that's been levelled at the Taoiseach over the past 24 hours or so is unfair then, Owen?
No, I'd say it's fairly fair. And I do think that it's representative of certain strains of political thought generally around Dublin that people in the north are some way different, that there's some kind of unbridgeable gap between people over the border and people down south. And I think the criticism that he's come in for has been fair.
To be fair to Simon Harris, so he said today that he wants to see more cooperation between North and South when it comes to education, when it comes to health. He has a point about education. Look, I was schooled in Strabane, so going to high school in Strabane. When I wanted to do journalism, I remember looking with my parents at going to DCU. It was made completely impossible. It was just totally unaffordable. The fees were so much higher at the time for someone from the North, and I ended up going to university in England. Mm. So there was a lot of reasons why I couldn't study down here. And
even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, okay.
Simon Harris has said when he was higher education minister, he's tried to make it easier. And even from unionist loyalist communities, the majority of young people go and study in England because it's just not possible to come down here and study.
Catherine, do you agree or not with the Taoiseach?
I agree that we should have more cross-border friendships, was it?
Yeah.
I have just been to Derry for the weekend with a friend, and we just booked in for two nights. We booked a hotel that had a swimming pool in case the weather wasn't good. We had a lovely weekend. We didn't use the swimming pool. We were out and about. Lovely places to eat, lovely pubs. Everybody was friendly. I am from Donegal. I was there years ago. I've just spent 8 years in Australia and I'm not long back.
Okay.
And I have to say, I feel the difference. It's just an open, friendly place now. A lot of that vibe when the troubles were there is not there. People are just open and friendly now, and it doesn't matter who you are.
Or what pub you drink in, or what streets you walk down, or where you shop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Different experience. Okay, good.
And lovely walks and, you know, there's lots to do.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommend it. And I wouldn't worry about the road up either.
Really, yeah. You were travelling from Donegal.
No, so. No, but I'm just saying, when you go abroad, when you go to these other countries, you get on buses and you have some pretty scary rides around to get to your destination. And it's not that bad, you know.
It's not that. So you'll recommend it and
highly
go back.
Highly recommend it after travelling different places in the world. And I have been to the south of Ireland. I've been to lots of counties and I highly recommend Northern Ireland.
Yeah, more similar to Catherine as well. I was in Belfast just in December gone by. Lovely city. I was refused by two black cabs because I was from the south. Not all as rosy as it seems, says this listener. Another texter says, regarding Simon Harris's comments, it has nothing to do with Northern Ireland per se. There are people in every county who only leave it to go to Croker or to go on a sun holiday. I have family in Kerry and Cork who never leave the two counties. Loads of people getting in touch about this today. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Do you agree or not with Simon Harris's commentary last night? 087 1400 106 is the number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.